Chapter 3. Mr. Brewster? He nodded at her, and Ingrid flashed her ID toward the narrow gap. The door closed and opened again. Ingrid slipped in from the hall to see a shoeless fat man padding down the plushly carpeted interior hallway and through an open door at the other end.
Well, come on! Brewster yelled over his shoulder. I don't have all goddamn day!
Ingrid surreptitiously checked her watch. It was barely a quarter after 9. On the phone, Sola told her to play nice. From what she had seen of Brewster already, it was going to be a struggle. She entered the bedroom proper and found the red-faced businessman standing by the triple-glazed window, arms folded over the excess flesh of his belly, the fat undulating under his shirt like an unwieldy plate of jello fresh out of the mold. Diabetes and heart failure just waiting to happen. She couldn't judge his age due to the lack of wrinkles on his doughy face. He could have been anything between 35 and 50. This was the kind of information she'd normally have before she walked in on a new assignment. Why had Saul been so evasive on the phone? She hated working this blind.
How long is this going to take? Brewster said. I have better things to do with my time.
You and me both. I'm sure you want this dealt with thoroughly, sir.
I don't want it dealt with at all.
He tapped his watch, the leather strap secured on the very last hole. You called us, sir.
Not through any choice of my own. Let's get on with it, shall we?
He gestured toward an empty space on a narrow desk running along the wall opposite the bed. A power cord snaked into thin air. Your laptop has been stolen? Ingrid had meant it to sound more like a statement than a question.
You don't know?
Just confirming the facts, Mr. Brewster. She was pushing a boulder up a steep incline.
Laptop, credit cards, cash.
We'll need to report this to the police. It's the only way to get an insurance reference number for you. You'll be wanting to make a claim. She smiled as pleasantly as she could. Brewster sneered back at her so hard he practically snarled.
They really did send the monkey, huh?
Ingrid swallowed.
What level of security clearance do you have at the embassy?
Brewster looked her up and down. That's not something I can discuss with you. He shook his head.
Oh, that tells me plenty.
Sir? This really was beneath her.
There were documents on my laptop of a sensitive nature.
National security?
Let's just say commercially sensitive, with security repercussions. The content was encrypted. I'm confident the information is completely secure. It's really not an issue. I already explained it to your superior.
The sneer was back. The laptop had auto-delete functionality? He turned away from her.
Jesus Christ. Do you think I'd be talking to you now if it did?
Exactly what business are you in, sir?
No way I'm telling you that. Not without level 4 clearance minimum.
When she had started at the embassy, Ingrid's security clearance had been lowered to level 2. At the time, it had felt like a demotion. Right now, it was beginning to feel like a slap in the face. How was she supposed to function efficiently with such a low-level clearance? Her cell phone started to buzz in her bag, vibrating noisily against her metal water flask. No doubt it would be Marshall again.
Shouldn't you get that?
Brewster snapped. Ingrid ignored him. Can you give me an approximate time your possessions were taken? I'll need to interview the staff on shift.
No, you don't.
Sir?
The robbery had nothing to do with the staff here at the hotel.
How can you be so...
I had a guest last night.
He leaned his plump forearms on the window ledge and peered out at the view of rooftops across North London.
It's an agency I've used every other time I've visited. I've never had any trouble before.
He held up a hand, his wedding ring digging into the flesh of his finger.
Before you ask, I've already been in touch with the agency. All the contact information they have is fake.
An agency? Ingrid paused a beat. Do you mean an escort agency?
I'm a businessman on a long trip from home. It's not exactly unusual.
I should speak to them. Give me a description of your visitor. I'm sure we'll be able to track her down. Ingrid saw Brewster's shoulders tense.
A description,
he repeated. You do remember what she looked like? She joined him at the window. His eyes were screwed tight shut.
"I realize this is difficult for you," Ingrid continued, "but I really do need the details. We will obviously be discreet. There's no need for any of this to get back home."
"You cheating bastard." Brewster let out a long, agonizing sigh.
"Brunette, mid to late 20s, 6 feet two, 180 pounds, muscular."
He opened his eyes and studied her face, daring a response. Ingrid fought hard not to appear surprised, firmly controlling her eyebrows, forcing them into a concerned frown. No wonder he didn't want to speak to her about it. To anyone. "Ethnicity?"
"White."
"Nationality?"
"How the hell would I know? I wasn't paying to make chit-chat with him."
"Did you notice an accent?"
"He sounded British. That's the best I can do."
"I'll need a complete list of what was taken." She noticed him glance at a large flight case shoved beneath the narrow desk. "What's in the case?"
"Nothing was taken from it."
He stepped between her and the case.
"I've checked."
His phone started to ring. He pulled it from a pocket, took one look at the number, and said,
"I really have to take this."
She nodded.
"In private."
"Be my guest." She wasn't about to be hurried out of the room. She smiled at the back of his fat head as he slipped into the hallway. She waited a few moments, then tried the locks on the aluminium case. They held firm. She grabbed herself from her bag and called Saul.
"What is this?" she hissed at him in a whisper, and tried to lift the flight case.
She could barely move it a fraction of an inch from the floor.
"This guy won't tell me anything."
"National security,"
Saul whispered back. That much she worked out already.
"Which nation?"
"I can't tell you."
"Come on, Saul. You can't leave me groping around in the dark like this, please."
"You want to know which nation? How about the whole of the NATO alliance? That important enough for you?"
"What's he trading in? Enriched uranium?"
Saul didn't answer. Brewster waddled back into the room before Ingrid could press the point. She hung up.
"How long are you in London?"
she asked him.
"Another 48 hours.
I doubt we'll have to resolve the problem by then."
"There's no problem for you to solve. I told you, the files are encrypted."
His meaty shoulders sagged.
"I'm back in London a week from now."
Ingrid's cell buzzed in her hand. "We'll be in touch, sir." She'd made it all the way to the elevator before answering the call.
"Agent Skyberg?"
A woman's voice.
"It's Jennifer from the embassy."
"What is it?"
"I have a new assignment for you."
"Another one?"
"This is the only one I'm aware of."
"I'm a little busy at the moment. Can't wait until I get back? Or maybe you could deal with it yourself." Ingrid was the only FBI agent working in the criminal division. The rest of the staff were U.S. civilians. Most cases they could handle without her input.
"I don't think so. Not in the circumstances."
"What circumstances?" "An American student has been murdered."